I believe we do. I think we have great leadership in this locker room. And I think, you know, I think it's our job as leaders to kind of micromanage this team. And when we feel like something's not right, we shouldn't even need the coaches to correct us. We should see it and be like, hey, let's get this going, guys. Let's have a good week, have a great day, do the small things right, things like that.
Well, and you guys have been a really good second half team, second half of the season under Caldwell. Why do you think that is? Why have you guys had so much success after the
You know, I would say because health. You know, I think we usually peak around now because starting way back in April, coach takes care of us. We take care of our bodies. You know, he doesn't beat us up too much in camp. And I think that plays a huge reason in why we peak right around now. And that's exciting. And we don't see it being any different this year. We're just going to continue to work. Coach is going to take care of us. And we need to be men and responsible, take care of our bodies, continue to do that, and really worry about the details.
How do you not look at a team's one-loss record, the Browns, and what they've done, you know, the struggles they've had? Not psychologically, okay, this is going to be easy. How do you avoid that?
I think it goes back to what I've said in the past as well. It's never about who we're playing. It's always about us. What type of practice are we going to have? Are we going to do our assignment correctly? And if we do that, it doesn't matter who you're playing. Our emotions are going to be pretty even, no matter if Monday night game, Sunday night, Thursday night, Wednesday, whatever it is. That's just the personality of this team. We're not going to get caught up in, you know, what players they have, what type of production they have, their record, anything. We're just going to go play Detroit Lion football back at home, and we shouldn't need a pump up or we shouldn't need to do anything other than what we've been doing.
Can you explain the 1-3 record at
home? Details. Us doing the small things correctly. I think that 1-3 record could very easily be 4-0 if we just do the small things right. If we get 2, 3, 4, 5 plays back, I think that story's a little bit different. So, and we understand that. So I'm just going to keep building.
From what you've seen, any comments about their defense?
You know, I haven't seen any comments in the media just because I don't pay too much attention. I just worry about us. Something I don't worry about. I just study these guys. I'm studying these DBs the best I can. No more or no less than I have any other week, and share what I think is going to give us the best chance. And the coaches are going to prepare at a high level as they always do, and we're just going to go out there and do things right and be detailed.
Speaking of the DBs, you're stunned they got rid of Hayden.
I mean, he's a heck of a player. I think he's doing a heck of a job in the Steelers. But you know, you see it all the time. You see great players. Go other places and do even better. And he's one of those guys. And you know, look at Verlander. You know, he was here, and you know, he's a heck of a player. Didn't work out for whatever reason it was, and he goes over to Astros and wins a World Series. So I think that's just what it is. I mean,
you're now the most productive receiver out of the slot this season. I know it's not a new role to you, but what is it about that role that's become so comfortable for you?
You know, I think it's a collective effort. You know, Coach Jim Bob and Coach Prince are designing some phenomenal plays that are allowing me to get in space, get the ball in my hand quickly. And also the other receivers and tight ends or running backs are doing their job really, really well that are opening up for me. And you know, we have so many great threats down the field, like Marvin, TJ, Kenny when he gets back, Aberderis, Ebron, Fails, Theo, Amir. When those guys are all doing their job, you can't guard all of us. There's gonna come a time where, you know, I'm you know, put on lock because I have three guys eyeing me down, and that just means a seam's open or a comeback's open, whatever it may be. So it's a collective effort.